Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Nursing Homes Ireland, the group that represent private care homes, have demanded that the Minister for Older People, Mary Butler, correct comments she made on this very programme yesterday. Minister Butler said fees are different in HSE nursing homes and private care homes because HSE nursing home residents have more complex care needs. Here's the Minister on the programme yesterday.
The average cost per person per bed being paid to the private nursing homes at the moment is €1,083.
They say it's inadequate.
And the cost that's been paid to the HSE is averaging in excess of €1,600.
So why the difference?
The difference is because the type of care provided is different. You're not comparing like with like.
So what's the difference type of care?
So the type of care is that you have a much higher ratio of nursing staff. You have the most complex and vulnerable cases that would be we would see in the HSE nursing homes that have complex care issues. And you also can have consultant-led care as well.
And you don't have complex care cases in private nursing homes, is that what you're saying?
You do have, but not to the same level.
And that's Minister Mary Butler on the programme yesterday. Ty Daly of Nursing Homes Ireland, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
You're demanding a correction, is that right?
Well, look, I think at the outset it's important to state that we as an HI work constructively with the Minister and the Department over a long number of months, but it is an important opportunity to correct the record. The claim that the Minister made yesterday of more complex care in the HSE is factually incorrect. I mean, it is not evidence-based. And in fact, their own report, which was published last year, talked about the assumption and anecdotal evidence, and it's stated, and I quote, found no discernible difference in care between the two sectors. So the Minister, you know, is incorrect on this one. But ultimately,
is she correct on the requirement for a higher ratio of staff to residents in public nursing homes?
I think it's important for you and your listeners to understand that the nursing home sector is regulated independently by HICWA. So there's one set of regulations and one set of legislation, and it's also funded through the Fair Deal Scheme. So those two elements mean that, you know, when the Minister talks about not like for like, that doesn't stand up to scrutiny.
But my question to you on the specific point she made in relation to the higher ratio requirement in public nursing homes compared to private, is that correct?
Well, that's the point I'm making, is that all nursing homes are independently regulated and inspected. And the independent regulator, assesses the staffing complement against the care needs of the residents. Look, all nursing homes have a mix of dependencies.
So you're saying that's incorrect as well?
Absolutely. I mean, we are independently regulated, all nursing homes, public, private and voluntary. And as I said, they assess the actual staffing requirements and the staffing complement based on the care needs and the dependency of those in nursing homes.
To go through this line by line. You're also disputing then the skill mix requirement that she made and that there's a higher requirement there as well in public nursing homes.
The point I'm trying to make, Cormac, is that we have the same set of standards. It's the same regulator. So while there might be a different skill mix, there's a different skill mix in every nursing home because it's based on the dependency of the residents that reside in that particular home. And yes, there may be a higher nursing complement in some HSE facilities, but there may also be a higher nursing complement in some private facilities.
We have a statement from the Minister as we come on air this evening. She says, I stand over the comments I made on yesterday's programme. The government and I remain committed to ensuring that long-term residential care for older people continues to place residents' care, well-being, standards and best interests at the centre of development. It's essential, she says, that all future plans for the nursing home sector continue to prioritise the best interests of residents while seeking value for money for the Exchequer. And she says that the Value for Money report clearly showed that there's a higher level of staffing in public nursing homes with higher nurse to healthcare assistant ratio.
No, but that is, you know, factually incorrect, unfortunately. I mean, I have the the value for money report that was published by the department last year. And I state, the study undertaken as part of this review attempted to test this assumption, found no discernible difference in care needs between the sectors. So look, I mean, there isn't any evidence there to support what the minister is saying. Ultimately, what we all aspire to is exactly what the minister has outlined, and we want to work with minister, with government and the department and the HSE to ensure that we provide a high standard of care to our older demographic. What well, we see is,
I must say, what we I, see I'm is totally an increased age loss.
Profile. We I, see I'm an increased totally... age profile, reduced average length of stay, the complexity of care in all nursing homes is much, much higher than it was 10, 15 years ago. And that's as it should be, because it means that people can be cared for in their own local homes, for example, for longer, or in their local community. So the dependency in all nursing homes is of a very high dependency now at this point in time. And that's the point. It is incorrect to state that the HSE care for more complex cases and we're not comparing like with like.
Could you not make, the point she made is that there's an awful lot of investment funds investing in nursing homes, private nursing homes in Ireland now. They have very deep pockets indeed, and you represent some of those, I'm sure. Would they not make up the differential from their vast resources?
Well, what we've seen, Cormac, is that, you know, when speaking of vast resources, we've seen 16 nursing homes closing this year because they are no longer viable.
They're smaller. They're smaller operations. What I'm talking about, what the minister mentioned yesterday, the investment funds that are investing in nursing homes in Ireland, private nursing homes, obviously making a profit.
Well, there's two points I'd make. One is that the sector is under unprecedented and sustained pressure in terms of the meeting the cost of care. And the other point I'd make, government policy is for foreign direct investment across all sectors. So, you know, without the investment required, you know, to build new nursing homes of the order of 20 or 30 million, you know, the government doesn't have that funding at the moment because, you know, the vast majority of capital has gone towards the National Children's Hospital.
Sure, why, Tadhg?
The private and voluntary
hang
sector
on a second here now.
To,
hang on a second,
place.
Please. Why in the name of God should the Exchequer be paying more money to investment funds that are there to make a profit? Why?
No, the Fair Deal money, it's important to remember, the Fair Deal is paid to the resident, and the resident then chooses where to reside. So, you know, this talk of giving the private sector, you know, a couple hundred million euro under Fair Deal, the resident applies for Fair Deal funding. They're then approved for Fair Deal funding, and they take their funding wherever they wish, whether it's public, private, or voluntary. So there's no giving money to anybody here. This is basically, the sector is providing a very valuable and a very important service in communities across Ireland. And if they're not supported, then what we will see is further closures, and we'll see it falling back on the state to do it.
I just wonder, though, if it should fall.
At a much, much higher cost.
Can I ask you finally if it should fall back on the state? I mean, do private nursing homes have the capacity, though, to offer more? I mean, are paying conditions the same in private as they are in public?
The private sector has the capacity to move quickly and to respond to the growing demand, but it needs to be supported. What we have at the minute is a disincentive. And in the area of paying conditions, absolutely. Our members would love nothing better than to be able to compete on a level playing field with the HSE. But on the current funding, that's just not possible.
OK, I'm sure we'll hear from the government side on this again. Tadhg Daly of Nursing Homes Ireland, thank you.